to order of the Lapine Tourism Committee at 5:34 p.m. on Tuesday, March 23rd. And there we go. It's official.
So April 6th.
It's unofficial. Scratch that. Go back. April 6th. Told you it was been a tough day. So, at any rate, we're here. And for those in the city council listening to this, our sincere apologies.
No, that's our agenda. Let's say March 23rd.
Yeah. So, having said that, let's do a roll call beginning with Mr. Jensen.
Mike Jensen.
Robin Marisol.
Linda Johnston.
Peter Lewis.
And Art Euchre. And we have a quorum. As a matter of fact, we have 100% attendance, so that's a good thing. So let's rise and have a pledge of allegiance. Linda, would you read it?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Our guests.
Yeah. Sure. And as a guest for the record, we have
Randy Rhodes.
And he's a member of the High Lakes Car Club, and we will be discussing their TRT request, or funding request. Any other added agenda items for tonight? We need a community.
I don't know if we need it on the record or not, but I thought it would be good to just have a discussion about the terms and things like that. I know the emails went out. I just want to make sure everybody's clear on that.
I think that'd be an excellent idea. Okay.
So, I don't know that I am 100% still.
Well, I'm pretty sure that I'm not. So, we'll add that in after we discuss the applicant interviews here. And so that's there. So, unless there are any objections, I'll move right into the High Lakes Car Club request so that Randy can get out of here and get home for dinner.
Thank you.
You know, we reviewed this briefly, and one of the primary issues that came up, Randy, was the date. Because the by statute, funding has to be used during the fiscal year that it's coming from. So a fiscal year beginning July 1st through June 31st. And the date of your, because of a number of different reasons, the date is going to be before that fiscal year. And so we had a good deal of discussion, and I think, again, the consensus of the committee based on the statutes is that, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to grant this out of 2010-11 funds because the event occurs in 2000, in the previous fiscal year. So I'd like to open the table up for discussion and comments and thoughts from the committee and how we resolve this, if we can, this time around, moving on towards next year.
Well, one question I have is that a solid, I know we're close, less than 3 months away, is that a solid date for you?
It's all the down. We've got advertising out for the year. And but actually, I didn't know. I thought we were applying for next year anyway, because, how do you get into next year?
Do you have a date set for 2011?
It'll be June or July. It's right at the same time every year.
Okay. Well, again, as long as it's, it has to be between next year's event in order to qualify.
If you can put that out for next year, that's fine with us. We're doing our budget this year, and we're doing all right. We're going to make it, but, anything helps. But
I think it would make...
But how do I apply next year?
What I would do, if I were you, change the date of your event, make sure you hold it before June 30th, 2011. Okay, so just change it.
In other words, you don't have a full year schedule.
Well, the year, the fiscal year goes from July 1st.
And that's state system, state statute?
Next year.
Consider this out.
Where?
Because when I saw it in the paper, I assumed it would be for next year, because I thought all the TRT monies were for this year, were already all out.
And they are, but you indicated the event occurs
June 26, 2010,
which puts it outside of that.
Just change it to June 26, 2011.
For 2011.
Well, it's going to be probably either that or we've had it on the 4th of July with Frontier Days, but
it'll be on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it right now.
Well, what we wanted to
do is...
Yes,
it can, because that would be after the date.
No, yeah. Because then... Yes, it's the end of the fiscal year.
No, the fiscal year starts July 1st.
But he's talking about 2011.
Okay.
The 2011 fiscal year ends June 30th.
I want clarification. It says in the state statutes that it has to be...
It has to be in the fiscal year.
And state statutes.
If you have it on, you have this on a Saturday or a Sunday?
It is a Saturday.
It would be the 25th of June.
For next year.
For next year, for 2011.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the Saturday.
Okay, I see what you're telling me.
I thought it was this year's date, but we
can't do that. It would be for next year. Okay, well, I'll rewrite it.
Yeah.
So
Why can't we, first of all, they've always, since day one, gotten money to have a summer event. Why can't we go through this and decide what is eligible and what isn't for TRT funds and turn it over to the city council and let them decide and use Jeremy in it? Because he's challenged everything else and made it work.
Well, I think that clearly we've got an issue with compliance with, I would be okay making a recommendation to the council if the recommendation were within compliance. Now, what you said was, you thought we were requesting for next year, which essentially we are, but next year ends June 30th, 2011.
All right, so what I need to do then is redo it and put the date for next year on there.
June 25th, 2011.
Right. Yes.
So then they do without anything next year.
Because he said they're fine on their budget.
Mm-hmm. We said they're okay.
My recommendation is a combination of both these. We can look this over.
Okay.
We can at least let you know where our concerns are.
All right, yes.
And then you take this back, revamp it and get back to us within, by the, if possible, by the 20th.
Now, how do I apply? Like, how would I have applied for next year? This is what I don't understand.
You're presented to us a budget
for this year.
For the fiscal year starts July 1st. Whatever, 2010
right.
Through July 3rd, 2011. Whatever event you're going to hold during that time, you have to apply for it now. Okay?
So
anything that you are going to apply for 2011, 2012, you have to apply next year.
Okay.
But this is just
for the timeline.
Your funding always comes before the fiscal year begins. Okay. Always.
But this, see, and another thing is that the city also has that set-aside fee. Mm-hmm. And why should they not be reimbursed just because... See, they don't want to have it the same time as Rodeo and Frontier Days, because then it takes away from the car club. And just because they missed it by 4 days...
Well, it doesn't really take away from the car club. What we want to do is have another event on another week.
I have a solution for that.
Okay.
It's a really easy solution. Let's tackle one problem at a time.
Okay.
Let's look at this timeline. Here's the fiscal year, no matter what year it is.
Right.
7/1 to 6/30.
Okay.
We request applications be in by, let's say, 3/1.
In March.
Of that. But that application is for this fiscal year.
Yeah.
So the application that comes in on March 1st is for the upcoming fiscal year.
It'll be for 11.
Yes.
Next year
on 3, I can't write it.
3-11.
3-1. There's going to be a deadline for application.
For the next year.
And the reason we do that is we need time to process it.
Of course. I wasn't even thinking that way. Basically everything that will stay pretty much the same.
Except the date.
I can't tell you how many people we'll have. I'm just saying what we generally have. 100 cars. Hopefully we're going to have more this year.
Here's what I think we need to do at this point in time. Number one, for this coming up June's event, the one that you can't apply for today.
Right.
Go to Dan at the chamber because the chamber has some tourism funds. It's easier for them to get it quicker than it is for you to go direct to the city. That's a clear route that we've already established as being approved. Go to Dan and have him review and see what you can get, out of this current year's budget. I don't know that there's much or what's available, but he can find that out.
Could you also go to the city council and request funds from a set aside? And I don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what we will do is we can recommend that as well.
Yeah, I think we ought to go through here and just look at pertinence.
Well, what I was going to suggest, because we're really actually way ahead of our normal game on what we're doing as a committee, is that now they understand clearly what we're talking about, to take back and redo this,
the
correct data, and submit it, and have it back in our hands by our next
because
meeting.
Because it'll be June of 2011, too, won't it?
Sure. Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, that's good. That's the one we'll approve, and then we'll get special stuff for this year.
You can come back 2 weeks from today with that revised, and then we'll go over it with you at that point, and then we can submit that to the council with another recommendation. Then we've got ourselves in time frame correctly.
Okay.
In the interim, I'll get a hold of Dan, you do the same, let him know, and then we will,
Really this year, I'd just soon leave that for whoever needs the money, because we're pretty well on our budget, we're doing good.
Okay.
I think we're going to be fine.
Okay,
and
good.
We've sent all our advertising.
Well, as long as I understand it is, there's nothing to do with us.
Oh, no, I didn't expect it this year, I really did, I'm confused.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that if you, next year, for the 2011, if you find that the 25th of June does not work, as long as those monies are spent in that fiscal year, in other words, they've spent money for advertising, etc., even though the event happens
we're usually spent out by the time our show happens, the money comes
I would
in
think that that would qualify correctly.
It's entirely possible.
I want to make sure that you're not boxed into a date that next year may not work for you 6 months from now.
Just looking at the calendar, the 25th is exactly the weekend before
everything
changes. Because July is on the following week's Tuesday.
Okay.
So
do you want this back within 2 weeks?
What we'd like to do is have you bring the revised version back with you the 20th, Tuesday the 20th.
Okay.
And if you have it ready ahead of time, just get it into Patty here at the city office and she'll reproduce it and get it out to us.
Okay.
So do we want to ask questions that we have of this budget tonight?
Let's go ahead.
Advertising. What do you use for advertising?
We're in different car magazines for one, schedules. We try to do any of
those. Are they regional, statewide?
It's national stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Good Guys or whatever, different magazines.
What if any of that $500 figure would be advertising that you would purchase and it would
be local.
Within the 50-mile radius of the pond.
We use the paper, we use the bulletin, we'll use Frontier, and we use...
Those publications, historically, what we've done is we've said that the maximum amount that you would qualify for those local publications is 75%, the maximum, because at least 25, if not more, stays within that 50-mile radius.
I might suggest that when you submit an advertising budget, when you bring it back, that you break out the amount that you're going to spend on your magazines and trade publications, go regional, statewide, national, and then break down what you propose to spend in the bulletin.
Because we have to be careful on that money to make sure that, you know, because it just break it out as specifically as you can to help us.
Well, I also suggest that perhaps instead of the bulletin, you look at like maybe the Redmond Spokesman, which actually would reach out further than that 50-mile radius that we have to concern ourselves with.
Okay, we probably tried to do a couple of radio spots, but we usually, it's like KITC has been real good, and they just let us talk about it, and it didn't cost us anything there.
Yeah, and we'll promote it for free, guaranteed. Right. But anyway, you know, if you would kind of itemize out of the 500 where that's going. Any other questions? Because I have some specifics on these items, the next four items.
I think we'd be okay if you just put national publications, regional publications, and Central Oregon
just
publications.
Break that down.
So you're not having to break down every time.
Okay.
Don't make it too big of a project.
Okay,
great.
Well, it shouldn't be that hard, but we know where our money goes.
Yeah. Okay.
Of these last four items, as long as those items are given away and you receive nothing in return, and as long as they specifically refer to Lapine so that they would be advertising for the city of Lapine or this location, then they technically do qualify for TRT funding. Am I not correct on that?
Now that's the...
So that's the goodie bags, the dash plaques, the t-shirts, the jackets.
Yeah, that's what I thought, that they'd all have that Lapine on it, High Lake Scar Club Lapine with the logo on it.
Any of those that you saw, though?
No, what we figured on there was basically the 100 people that show that come. They'll get a shirt for free.
So you're just...
Actually, they're paying us $20 to bring their car in. They register their car, but they're getting a shirt, which they normally would buy. We're doing that because the TRT money's to kind of make it a little more favorable for them to come, because they don't usually get a free shirt for a $20 registration.
Now I understand. So
and
you're
all
just
the past invoice sold them
shirts. That's 100.
But we're going to probably print up a couple hundred shirts, because we'll sell them also. Sell shirts.
Right. And anything that you sell wouldn't qualify.
Well, I understand that.
Any advertising that you sell, if you make up a brochure and you, like you were going to sample pine and you charge someone, you give you $50 for somebody to have our name on your flyer. That's non-reimbursable, that amount that's sold. See what I'm saying?
So sponsorship type, you know, if you gain sponsorship money for the t-shirts.
And trophies and all that.
Yeah, right. That can't be included.
Right.
So, and that's what you've broken out down here. These are the things you're going to pay for.
Right. That's we've broke that down.
That's what I'm making clear. If any of those goodie bags, plaques, t-shirts, any of those items that are up there are being, you're giving advertising or something in lieu of, then we have to be careful of that, because it's considered a like-kind donation. It has a value to it.
Sure.
It would set it outside the tourism funds. But and you're clear on that, so that's not an issue. But if that triggers an issue for you, then just let us know.
Okay.
Anybody else have any other comments or concerns?
I was just curious.
Well, I was going to say tracking from last year and this year. Yeah, because you said or is it Nadine?
Nadine.
That you guys know where people come from, right, where they stayed, right, how many came from mm-hmm. over 50 miles, and that. Does she put that together for you? Who puts it?
It's probably all in the computer when we register the people that come in.
And can you
get you like a printout
for last year?
Last year, mm-hmm.
sure.
That would be really helpful.
That was exactly my question. Yeah. So thank you.
Include it in your application.
Yeah, include it. Just have them print it
okay.
out. Because
right.
that data is mm-hmm. really helpful to us.
Right.
Because
I think we ought to just ask for that with the application.
Yeah, that's one thing we discussed. We'll do a subsequent to our.
If they have historical data.
Right.
Yeah.
But that sort of data allows us to, because the other thing we have to do by statute is we have to establish that that what you're doing actually does
draw
what you say it's doing.
Right, sure.
And it's one thing for us, and we all know it does, but when the state auditor comes to the city of La Pointe office, well, I want to audit your TRT.
Right.
Well, you know, we don't have any of that. That probably wouldn't work.
Well, as near as what I've tried to read of the TRTs, I tried to break it down that way, and you know, and that's not a problem at all. I can get you a spreadsheet on our who our people, where they come from, and everything, you know, for the last number of years. But
well, that'd be great.
Yeah, as far back as you can, because we can see trends.
This has been going on like 11 years.
That's the kind of stuff that future tourism committees.
Right.
You know, we'll find the value.
Okay. All right. Sure. Yeah. Okay. That's
not only that, but at some point, it's not, you know, stand aside point, that information can be put on the city's website as a pitch for tourism to come to the city. Say, listen, for the last 11 years we've been doing this. What kind of people come? You know, bring your family. That sort of thing.
Right. Yeah. What we're hoping to do, and I don't know, this year we haven't really planned it, is to do a Sunday thing too, so we can have an overnight thing. People
great.
Can come anyway and stay. We've had, you know, a few hot rods sitting at the. That's why we moved it off for Frontier Days, because they were having to stay down to Gilchrist or wherever, anywhere they could find a hotel or a motel. You know,
I think that was one of the committee members that's indicated, and that it's one of the things we wanted to talk to you about was, you know, would you consider making it a 2-day event?
We'd like to, yes.
Because that way it just adds to the.
It's just just a matter of what are we going to do for the next day, and I think we're going to probably this year we'll talk
so
to
you can
Scooter the bike club
right.
and have some kind of a thing.
All right.
A road rally.
Rally. Yeah. Poker run with them.
Yeah.
So that's what we're wanting to do.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, and don't forget about trying to get some money for this year.
Technically you should be able to get as much as $500. That's the maximum under the ancillary funds. And if that hasn't been drawn on during this last fiscal year,
when we think we can do this thing, just because I know there's other things that
can
come
up. This is all the 100-year stuff that's...
Yeah, this is
every year.
So I probably won't.
Okay,
not
fine.
No, I'd appreciate the offer.
Well,
but
no problem.
This is totally for next year in my mind.
Yeah.
And here, I'm applying on this show, I guess.
So did that graph help you understand?
When it was brought out in the paper that we had to be in by a certain time, I thought, I better get this thing in. Because, you know, it had to be by a date. And I just didn't.
And it will be each year, but it's that date, so we have time to process it for the next fiscal year.
Okay.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right.
Thanks, Randy.
All right. Thanks,
Randy.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Bye.
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 Figure it out.
Wendy, you're welcome to have some water. Lupita,
oh,
you
okay.
Want some water?
You want some water?
Okay.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. It is, again, education. Mm-hmm. You know, that goes a long way. So, the next thing we wanted to talk about was somebody, you know, we were going to, we need to get Park and Rec in here on the 20th.
That should take
5 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, can
we put it
down?
Yeah, we do need to get it.
Did you make it all with Justin in the request, and he, in the request his presence for the 28th?
Sure.
Robin will do that. So let's move on to this term of, unless someone else has more discussion. Yes.
I guess on the agenda you had Ponderosa Man.
Yeah, and they're not here.
Okay.
So we will, and I think if, maybe Shirley wrote in, but I believe in our discussion last week with Dan, because that was going, part of that was going to be in with the Visitor Center Fund, that we had the same issue with the date. And Dan was going to talk to someone from them. So would you like to hit Dan up and see if he's done that? And if not, let's try to get somebody from them in next on the 20th so that we can have the same discussion and explain to them this timeline issue on the fiscal year. Because that's easily, I understand why it's confusing. We asked for their application by the 1st of March, and they think, well, they'll need money right away. Well, no. Any other discussion about applicants or funding, or should we move on to this? Because we can get this meeting out of the way pretty quick tonight.
I'd just like to bring up the fact that, and I don't want to get off track like we did last week, but we really want everybody to know that we're very supportive of the events that take place, and that's what we're supportive of, is the events.
Have you got the sense that there's a misunderstanding about that?
We brought up the thing about, what I meant is support the people like the car club, and I got off on, we're supposed to be supporting tourism, which was an issue that we visited last year, and it was clearly understood that we're not marketing.
We're
the screeners.
Yeah.
Which brought us into that conversation of, and Lupita has talked about it too, maybe the name is misleading.
Yeah, I think perhaps, that's something that could be addressed by the council. We have a couple things. I have a phone call with Jeremy Green next Monday. I'm not sure yet what the topic is because I just got the email from his office today. I know it's about city business, but I'll try to remember to bring that, let him know that we have a couple of questions regarding the committee and that sort of thing, and then he can bring it to the
And
committee.
That we're well aware that we do not approve or deny anybody. We can just... We just screen to make sure it fits in with the statutes and then send it on with recommendations.
Anything that's out of the ordinary,
whether it's Ponderosa Man or the date on this, we could say, clearly everything, these things they qualify for, but the city will have to decide whether they're going to fund it or whether they can fund because of the time frame or because it's being held outside of the city limits. Jeremy can challenge it.
The reality is we're strictly an advisory committee, and what they do is, as long as what they do is within the statutes, they can do whatever they wish, and that's fine. I'm fine with that.
The other thing we need to know is, do we interpret the statute literally, or do we interpret the statute by any recommendations that the city council determines that we should be bound by?
Well, we're bound, I can tell you, I can answer that question for you. Mm-hmm. We are bound by the letter of the law, the state statute. Whenever that is unclear, then we have a responsibility to get a clarification from the city attorney because he's the legal...
Unfortunately, that is not necessarily so, because let's say like with the Mountain Man, it said that there was a discussion last meeting about having to have an overnight stay.
Yeah,
and though the statute does not require that they have an overnight stay.
Right.
So that's what we need to know. How literal do we interpret the statute?
Well, I agree. And then, in a situation like that where a question arises that there isn't a firm, clear answer in the statute, even though the statute
does not specify.
See, I guess the question that, and I will try to remember to bring this up to Jeremy, is if the statute does not specifically exclude something, is it by default then included?
Unless he, Jeremy.
So in other words, if it doesn't say specifically that an event has to take place inside the city limits, is by then the officer liable, then it can be anywhere as long as it's, I mean, what constitutes the,
right.
I mean, you know, and it is a gray area. There's no question about it, because it isn't specifically addressed in the statute, but yet it's a question that has come to mind. So I will bring that up to Jeremy. And what he will do, I suspect, based on, you know, past history, he'll review the statutes and see if there's any specific reference in the Oregon statutes. If not, my guess is he'll come back to us and say, you know, there's nothing that says it has to, so therefore don't worry about it. That's my guess. Mm-hmm. But I've been wrong before, the people. And there's a real high likelihood that that's going to happen again before I'm gone. when I talk to Jeremy Monday, I'm going to talk to him about, you know, we've had some concern about the confusing name of the committee. It should be Tourism Committee TRT Committee instead of Tourism Committee, right? Mm-hmm. Then talk about the interpretation of the statutes. If there's something that's not clear, you know, does the fact that it's not there mean it's not specifically excluded or what? I know how it works in insurance. Unless it's specifically excluded, it's included. You know, I mean, it's black and white, but I don't know that that's the case with the state statutes. So, okay, good points, and if you think of any more, bring them up. Terms for committee members, I'm still confused on that thing.
We were talking about 2 years. We never had that approved by the council. So the last thing that was in 2009 still says...
Well, Luana sent out a new email from... I wish I'd brought that email.
I've got it.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Read it, please. So.
Okay. Luana. Okay, I have it sorted out, I think.
Okay.
Art Euchre, member until 6:30 of 2011, represents working inside the city limits. Robin Marisol, member until 6:30 2011, represents working inside the city limits. Linda Johnston, member until 6:30 2011, represents a chamber member. Linda Stevenson / Lapita Lewis, member until 6:30 2010, represents a non-resident of the city. Gina Warren / now Mike Jensen, member until 6:30 2009.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm just passing this along.
Don't shoot the messenger. This staggers the terms and gives a deadline. With two vacancies as of June 30th this year, we will need two members. I hope this clears everything up. We never did get a formal written resignation for Gina, at least none that I can think of. Thanks a lot.
Well, she forgot Linda Stevens.
Well, no, it's Linda Stevens / Lapita Lewis.
Okay. So,
okay.
It's as clear as mud.
Yeah. Well, then why can't we have five instead of four? We did it with three before.
We do have five members.
That's what I mean.
There are two terms that are up in June of this year. I think that's a misprint on Alana's part. I think it should be 10. Lapita, mm-hmm. and the term that Mike Jensen took over.
But then,
assuming that that's correct.
But I came on the same time as Gina Warren,
mm-hmm.
Linda Stevenson, and Linda Johnston, so I do not go till 11.
Hmm. And I thought I only went to 10.
No, well, you and I are stuck to 11.
Yeah, you are. I was signing on. 2 year tour, not a 2 year tour.
Here's what I do. I would recommend
that
we do.
Shirts cross.
We have Ann Gaywood and Justin that want to come on.
And then I think
and another lady.
Linda Smith? Mm-hmm. Who's that?
She's with, at the high school.
Okay.
At the high school. I'm going to talk to, I'm going to add that to my list of items to talk to Jeremy about.
Okay.
Because we need to get this pinned down. Mm-hmm. I don't want to stay on until June. I think June is the wrong month.
Absolutely.
Because it should be January. Because then you're on board for the new committee year. Even though, because they're looking at fiscal year, that works for everything, but because we start taking applications before the fiscal year. So I'm thinking terms ought to come up, and let's discuss this. But I think the term, whatever year it is, your term should be January to January, or whatever length of term.
That way,
the new member comes on board at the time when we start accepting applications, and is here during this process before we actually submit proposals right. to the council for that following year's funding. Mm-hmm. That gives them a few months of, this is how we learn. We don't learn by making a recommendation.
No.
We learn going through this process. No. And make sure those are staggered. I mean, does that make any kind of sense?
I think you ought to talk to Jeremy about it.
Yeah.
See if there's anything in the city statutes or ordinances. If there aren't, then I think we should make a recommendation to the city council at some point before the end of the fiscal year.
Why have we limited this? I mean, why can't we have...
Well, the problem is, they're going to sit down, the city council will tell you how many members. I think they've adopted 7 members for the budget. I don't know why you couldn't have 7 members on this committee. I think the more the merrier, but yep. they've also acknowledged the issue that
getting
members on committees right. within the city limits is very challenging, which is why they changed their statutes.
So I think that the move is to make all the committees consistent, and currently I think we're pushing for the 7 member committee.
Good. And that's fine. Now, is there consistency as far as number of members? What about mm-hmm. term dates and
all those are going to be, I think, and we're going to try to be make them all consistent as they come up for.
The fiscal year issue isn't a problem except for our committee because of the way our process works.
With the funding.
With the application.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see, we have Art Robin, we have Linda, Lupita, and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll talk to Jeremy with the permission, with the agreement of the committee, but here's my thought. You know, rather than June of 2011, Art and Robin go off in 1/11. They bring on two new members. That gives some continuity. You know, and I would recommend that Mike's term, since he just came on board, be extended to 1/2013.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, and Lupita, hang in here till 1/2013. We've got two new members. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to continue or do you want to bail?
If I can bail, I will bail.
Well, then what I'll recommend, and you feel the same way?
Well, if they're going to enlarge the board, I'll stay. But if not, I want to make sure that I leave room for Ann and Justin. And
well, 7 gives... Mm-hmm. There are 2 applicants out there willing to come on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would recommend is perhaps... Linda, if you're willing to stay on until January of 2012.
Okay.
And Lupita, we can put that same date, but we can always,
I can stay on if you need me.
Right. And that way we have 2 more positions that come on, and they can, we go off on 11, they come on on 11, and they would come on 1/11 through 1/14.
Well, that kind of helps with some of the history.
Well, I've got
brings on new people and educates them as they all of us go off. They got.
Tell you what I'll do. I'll sit down and figure this out. Right. That makes some kind of sense.
But make sure that we get Justin and
I'll email it out to you.
And guys. Ann and Linda from the high school on.
Yeah. Well, their applications are on file.
And they've already been accepted, haven't they?
No. Well, they've been told that their applications are pending. You know, when opening. So
everyone with the exception of Ann was at the meeting and had chance to speak.
And Ann was out of town. What I'll do is over the next couple of days, I'll try to come up with something that makes sense rather than sit here and do it by longhand as far as the existing committee and my term. And then I'll email it out to you guys and, you know, you can worksmith it for me. And then next, on the 20th, we'll, if not before, we can present this to the city council for a recommendation regarding the committee size and terms, and let the city council make the decision right in their lap. That make sense?
It's really too bad that Ann and Justin and Linda weren't on during this period while we were walking through some of these applications, because it would have been invaluable for them.
Well, if that's accepted, there's no reason they can't.
If we go off, if you and I go off in January and these three are still here, they can tutor, they can pick a chairman between the three of them and they can tutor the two or three additional members through this process next spring while you and I are
in Cabo
or something. I'm tired of winter. That is official. But
we'll be spending our touristic hours.
This was chartered and started. The one piece of the puzzle that got left out was how to stagger the terms. So everybody started on June
1. Yeah, well, that's normal. We started the first.
And so now we got to fix it. So we'll come up with what we think is a reasonable recommendation and get it to the city council.
But we started March 1st. We started at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, but they used the fiscal year as the term issue. And that'll work for just about any committee except ours. We're the red-headed stepchild as far as terms go.
We're the modern issues guy. Is that what you're saying?
I'll try to get something that makes sense and get it out to you guys in the next couple of days we can get this dealt with, because it doesn't make any sense for Mike to be appointed on the committee and a month later go away.
No.
Unless
you're going to
send me to Frolic and cover
it. Not a chance of that. For Lupita and Linda, they're clearly willing to stay on and help with the community. I think that's admirable. I've got enough fish in the... I need to downsize a little bit, and I think getting through this year is perfect
me
for me.
Too.
And I know Robin's got enough to keep her going. So I think it's a viable option. So I'll get up going with that. So let's see. Unless committee members have any other items, I'd like... Yes, Patty?
Were you going to try to approve the minutes at this meeting?
Yes, we have to do this. By the way, in front of you should be somewhere a copy of the minutes from the previous meeting.
Yeah,
and
I think she's got a copy. She can
email
her.
And I read through it, and it looked fine with me. I actually signed it, but then Patty informed me that it's been decided by the council that all members of each committee review the minutes of the previous meeting and make any corrections or changes that they deem necessary. So those of you who have a copy, and I know it's not in Braille, I'm sorry. If you don't.
I want my Braille copy.
I didn't do it. I'm innocent. Do a quick, brief run through, and if you guys think it's fine, we'll just take the vote.
No, this is not the one I wanted.
Then we can do that. So it takes a couple of minutes and we'll do that quickly.
Because the front.
What, a Friday Light help?
The one above the one that's not shiny. No, it's I remember they seem fine to me when I read them.
Did you take a lot of photos or video when you went on your trip to Mexico?
Oh yeah, I've got a little bit of video. Not much. I've got a lot of photos of diving.
I want to see the zip line photos across the canyon.
I didn't do a zip line. I was, the problem was I went to the tequila factory before the zip
line. We had the same timeshare company, so we're on the same circles.
The tour of the tequila factory took 10 minutes. The sampling took about an hour.
You want this on public record?
So maybe next time is the point.
And what's that medicinal medicine?
Was that sipping tequila or mixing?
Sipping tequila. I guess you're drinking some of the best tequila you've ever drank in your life.
Yeah, fabulous.
Incredible.
Mm. Okay, I move that we accept the minutes as they're written.
And I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We've complied with that requirement.
I move that we adjourn.
We have to open up for public comment.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Because we have
so
to
sorry.
Public.
Yeah.
Do you know the number of the statues that you guys are reading?
There's a number of different numbers. Patty, would you be able to provide a copy of the statues? Is that, will that work better?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, good.
And then, when you have these gray areas, you're going to Jeremy?
Well, if we have a gray area that isn't really clear to us from what the statute is, then we're just going to get an opinion from the city attorney.
Okay, because I'd like to see if there's another place you can also go to get an unbiased opinion, if there is a place you can call or a website. And the reason I'm saying it is because I want to make sure that Jeremy is not influencing your committee at all.
How do I address that? From the standpoint of the statutes, the statutes are a legal document. They're laws. They're set, and his interpretation of the law. We as a committee, we don't have any authority to make any decisions.
Mm-hmm.
All we do is recommend based on the statutes. And for instance, this issue of an event occurring, even though it's quote sponsored as a Lapine event, occurring not in Lapine,
way outside Lapine,
does it qualify? And he's going to make an opinion. He's going to make a legal opinion based on the statutes, or he's not going to make a legal opinion and say, it isn't clear, so do what you think is best. But at this point, I have no reason to assume, and I don't, the rest of the committee, reason to assume that he would not advise clearly based on the law as opposed to a personal opinion, because this is an auditable process that state auditors come in and review, and if there's clearly a misapplication of the statutes, then somebody's going to have
city.
A chit-chat. And if that misapplication was performed by the city attorney, then it clearly exonerates the committee, and the wrong would be righted. But
they've never denied anything.
I think that's
still have it in all the time? Okay, good.
They have always, up till now, they've been more than willing to accept our recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And the trust, there's a high trust level between the council and this committee. And we work very hard to establish that. And that's one of the legacies that, personally, that I want to see passed along to the committees in the future as we leave, that trust level is maintained, because without it, we're dead. We don't have a chance. And we've got it, so I want to keep that. So, and I honestly don't know if there's any other source other than an attorney
for
the application of, for the interpretation of a legal statute.
Yeah.
you might be able to call up the Attorney General Office in Oregon and say, given this, what would you recommend? But my guess is they're not going to give you an answer.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is they're going to say, refer to your city attorney. I bet my dad's best milk cow that that's the answer on that one.
So when the committee like supports an event, are you going to come to the council with that person?
It's not our responsibility. All we do is, at the beginning of each calendar year, we put out an announcement, public announcement, that the Tourism Committee, soon to be the TRT Committee, I hope, is entertaining applications for transit room tax funds. And the applications and guidelines for those funds are on the city's website. So that goes out. They have a deadline within which to, you know, to apply. Then on that, then the following week after that deadline, we have our first meeting and we look at the applications. And we say X is good, Y is not going to, doesn't fit, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And then we work through this process over the course of the next couple of months with each applicant. We bring them in, we interview them, we explain to them what does, what doesn't apply. And then once that's completed, then we draw up a document. It's just a recommendation based on the applications that were received. We recommend that the city fund with the tourism, TRT funds, this, 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 and this based on these percentages. We don't say dollar amounts because nobody knows what that dollar amount's going to be. That's in the future. So we pick a number based on the past, what we think is reasonable to assume that the city will get in revenue for transit room tax, and establish what percentage of that total each applicant would be entitled to based on their qualified request. That goes to city council, our job's done.
Well, they have your info, so that's great.
And the city council says yes, no.
Mm-hmm.
And we need more information and they come back to us.
Great.
But essentially that's the process. We're just doing what the city council did. They didn't have a tourism committee, but right. They don't have time and shouldn't be burdened with that job. And they stated quite clearly that they want to be in the tourism business, and that's why they have this committee. So so that's that. Does that help you?
So the
onus and the responsibility for compliance is strictly on the shoulders of the council. We recommend based on our interpretation of the statutes. If they have a question, they're going to go to Jeremy and say, oh, before we say yes or no, does this work? If they have a question. Thus far, it's worked pretty well. And the last two audits have been perfect, if I'm correct. So, I take my hat off to everybody in this room that's been on the tourism committee with me, and I look forward to seeing the future people jump on board with this. So, having said that, any other public comments?
You do a great job.
Thank you.
Yes, all of you. Yes.
It's actually kind of fun. kind of like masochistic, sort of.
We kind of get to know what's going on in town.
But having said that, I believe there was a motion on the table.
There is.
And we have a second. And our motion is for adjournment. Do I hear all in favor say aye?
Aye.
Opposed? The meeting is adjourned at 6:47 p.m.